Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I got to tell you, one of my favorite gifts out there is the one where, you know, Oprah was telling everybody, you get a free car, you get a free car, but they changed it to bees. Like, it's bees. And then somebody, like, actually put in bees flying everywhere. And all these women are screaming and crying because they all got new cars, except it, on the video, it looks like it's bees. Anyway, that's the first thing that I thought of when I saw this headline. A crash unleashes 1 million bees onto a Florida highway. Now, my first thought was, oh my gosh, are these honeybees? It doesn't say. I think it is because beekeepers were there. This was in Jacksonville. We have got to protect our honeybees at all costs. Like, I will fight any insect for a honeybee. I will protect all honeybees. So a semi-truck was hauling these beehives, crashed early Tuesday, and it released all these bees. I mean, oh, and it was a home to a million of them. And it was in Baldwin, outside of Jacksonville city limits. Nobody was hurt except the hives. And all these confused bees were gathering around the truck. So beekeepers had to unload the intact hives into another truck. They had to later reopen the highway. I'm so glad that they took care, because the world is going to go to hell if we lose our honeybees. I swear to you, I saved a honeybee out of the pool the other day. I mean, I totally did. I was like, I will drown myself to save this bee, because they pollinate. I feel very strongly about pollination. Anyway, I can't. Oh my gosh. Okay, I got to do this one. I was on the fence as to whether I was going to talk about this. I got a couple of them here. Hang on. All right. First off, this Florida man created an actual, this is amazing and I want it, a jet ski scooter to ride onto the road. And the crazy thing is, because of the way that the shadow is, you can't see the wheels and it looks like he's floating. And I love it. He literally made a jet ski scooter and he rides around in Jacksonville. And he said if he tried to put it in the water, it would sink because there's a giant hole in the bottom. So it's just for the road. It's actually kind of, it's like road legal. Isn't it road legal? Yeah. And a Florida woman, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, she's suing over a male-only admission policy at a clothing-optional gay resort. Why would you want to go to? You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I have to say one other, let's see, we have this. I know there's a lot of headlines in the newspapers about the Met Gala. I don't care. Do you care about it?
Nope.
I don't care about it. The only thing I cared about, in fact, the only headline that matters, was the cockroach that appropriately ran onto the, I guess, the red carpet, whatever, and stole the show. And a photographer actually photographed it and then smushed it. Kevin Mazur was the celebrity photographer. A cockroach legit ran out onto the area where all of the stars were showing up. And I don't even know why, because you have to pay an exorbitant amount of money to go. Even if you get an invite, you have to pay. Remember, AOC she begged for an invitation, begged. And then she didn't pay anybody back when they, for her crappy dress, like tax the rich, whatever. Didn't pay anybody back. And now here you have the cockroach running out. Do you see it? Did you see it? Are you just dying?
Hold on.
Oh my gosh. So it ran out and they were taking pictures of it. And I don't know. I just, the whole thing is goofy. It was all, I guess they were honoring Karl Lagerfeld, who was a very non-woke dude who did his designer. I think it's funny because he's non-woke. None of these people would associate with him. If he did not have the pedigree with fashion that he did, he would have been canceled already. But he has blank you credibility because he's been in fashion since he was like a baby. Now he's dead. But I mean, they would have totally canceled him. Because he hated everyone. He hated fat chicks. He hated he would say it like that. And anybody else would say it and they would be canceled. I'm not kidding. It was hysterical. They were terrified of him. Because I think he was immortal. I don't know. It was like a vampire or something. He was older than dirt and he had been in fashion for forever. And this dude would have been canceled. It's so funny. Yeah, they got a cockroach out there. It's just so appropriate.
I love how the cockroach got more attention than the Met Gala itself.
Who are you wearing? Who are you wearing? Rick Owens? No, anyway. Sorry. I don't dislike him, but I just... Oh, man. All right. So, what else? I know. Because I was looking for one... can we please talk about the leaf blower thing here real quick? First, they came for these phosphates in your dish soap. Right? They came for that. Now... And then they came for your gas ovens. Now they want your leaf blowers. Here's USA Today.
Gas leaf blowers and lawnmowers are shockingly bad for the planet. Bans are beginning to spread. Advocates say that using a commercial gas leaf blower for an hour produces emissions equal to driving from Denver to L.A.
That is such a lie. This is so stupid. So now they're going, I want to go and buy a ton of gas-powered leaf blowers, and I want to lay them all in my driveway, and I just want to turn them all on. You know.
If you're looking for a future Christmas gift for me, I'll take a leaf blower.
And then people are like, they're noisy. Like this one chick, she passed the Washington, D.C.'s ban on gas-powered leaf blowers. She was remarking on the absence of the noisy blowers. It's already being felt in Washington. She says, quote, you used to hear them all day everywhere you went and now you don't. What did you think they got the leaves up with magic? Oh, my gosh. I just can't believe that I'm seeing people out here manicuring the city. I thought it woke up like this. I don't even care. I actually want everything I want the planet to fall apart sooner rather than later because I can't stand it. That's why when I see these people that are doing stuff like live forever. No, because I hate so many of you. No, not you guys, but everybody else. No. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Kane. I got
more KJP audio. Remember, we were just talking about her lying about
leaf blowers.
90%. No, but possibly those who handle landscaping.
Shut up.
What?
No.
I thought you...
Is she going down that road? Is she going down the road I'm thinking that she's going to go down?
She's not going down that road, but she's doubled down on the 90% number. Doubled down. I have to hear it.
How do you... Yeah.
I have
please,
to hear it.
Let's go ahead.
You said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
I was speaking.
CDP is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you.
Year so
if
far.
If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
Oh my gosh, Kane, stop it right here. I can't make it through. First off, he asked her a question, girl. He asked you a question. He asked her a question. That is not dramatics. If you can answer the dramatics, he's asking you a question. If you think that's dramatic, then maybe you're too sensitive for this job. Okay, go ahead.
If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about...
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration. And we have seen, the data has shown us that it has gone down by more than 90%.
What? That's not true. I'm going to get a leaf blower. You know what? When she gets up at the podium, I just want to get out there with the leaf blower. Just look around with my leaf blower.
BS blower.
Come and get it, government. Come and get my leaf blower. Come and take it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, well, all of the writers in Hollywood for film and TV are going on strike beginning today, throwing Hollywood in turmoil. The Writers Guild of America called its first work stoppage in 15 years. They failed to reach an agreement for higher pay from studios like Walt Disney and Netflix. They said that the company's behaviors created a gig economy inside of a union workforce, the WGA said in a statement on its website. Now, to that point, late-night comedy shows have shut down because no one's there to write their funny ha-ha lines for them. It actually might be the best thing that's ever happened. I don't know that I oppose this. IBM said it could replace 7,800 employees, roughly, with AI. Learn to code. International Business Machines, IBM. Their CEO said that the company is expecting to pause their hiring for jobs that he says could be done with AI. He says that hiring in back office jobs will be slowed down in the coming year. 30% of the 26,000 jobs being replaced by AI. So that's about 7,800 would be lost. Oh boy. Wow. I'm telling you, there's going to be some realignment. A 70-year-old bearded man wins a women's poker tournament. Was that you, Kane? No, okay. It was in Florida. A 70-year-old man won the World Poker Tour ladies event in Florida. He signed up for the female-only contest because he could pretend to identify a woman because they allow anything nowadays, he said. He did it just to make a point. So I think it's actually kind of funny. Also, the New York police, they're busy searching for a guy who pooped on two pride flags. Oh, my goodness. Get your hate crimes task force out to investigate hate crimes. I mean, normally it would be like public defecation, and that's gross no matter what. But specifically because it's an alphabet flag. It's aggravated harassment. So they're looking at the guy who pooped on two flags. I mean, you know, sometimes it happens. Philadelphia Inquirer has a story of Thomas Jefferson, president, who is in trouble because he liked some tweets. Mm-hmm. The chief executive officer of Thomas Jefferson University said he was disappointed in the president, Mark Tikosinski's careless use of his Twitter account, in which he liked tweets that questioned the science of the Rona vaccines, and gender reassignment surgery as child mutilation. Somebody had to go through. This dude is a Yale-educated molecular immunologist, and he's worked at Thomas Jefferson University for 16 years. The CEO of Thomas Jefferson University had to have gone to his account and looked at what he was liking. Stalker much? He liked some tweets, guys. And so they were going after his like history. He liked some tweets. So he wrote this email to this, the chief executive officer, this individual, Joseph Caccioni, wrote this email over the weekend, all the faculty, the employees, and the students. And he was explaining that, oh, he's got a troubling like history on his Twitter account, and he's so disappointed, and it's a careless use. Oh, my goodness. And he said that he's liked all these tweets about how the injection was ineffective, et cetera, et cetera. And he started counting the number of likes. He actually counted up the number of likes on opinions with whom he disagreed. And for his part, Tikosinski, who's 70, told the Philadelphia Inquirer that he liked tweets to bookmark them. I do that too sometimes. That's how you can bookmark them that way. And he goes, I regret how my lack of understanding caused some to question my views. Don't apologize. Don't apologize. It's the FUD who doesn't understand how Twitter works, who thinks that if you like something, then you're endorsing it. Like is not an endorsement. A lot of people use it for bookmarking. And he wrote a letter of apology and all this stuff. The first thing is he apologized. I would not have apologized. I would have told this guy to go pound sand 6 ways to Sunday. And they had the chair of the university board get involved, and he said, this is getting mine, the board's full attention. We have complete confidence in this Caccioni guy and the management team. They're thoughtfully managing the situation. No, they're not. They're psychos. They're self-infatuated psychos who literally went on Twitter and obsessed over what he liked and didn't like. Are you people mental? This is stupid. Whatever happened to, free speech, my gosh. It's this old leftist boomer who gets on there for the love. But that's kind of like what is happening that with all of these different universities. Even if you have faculty that go against the grain, they target them. And now you got them cataloging likes. I wish this guy wouldn't have apologized. He gave up way too quickly. And it was. You can like whatever. All I would have to do is say, yeah, this was my opinion, or I liked it because it's similar to my opinion, or I was bookmarking it. Do you not know how to bookmark tweets, you FUD? Do you not know how this works? I just do not reward stupidity by placating it. I do not pretend that it is on the same level as reason or logic. I do not entertain it at all. I reject it outright because it's not compassion to make people easy in their stupidity. It's laziness to do that. When you're making someone easy in their ridiculousness, in their stupidity, and in their ideological bigotry, you not only perpetuate the problem, but you also, you're like giving up. And you're not doing them any favors. It's like the opposite of compassion. Golly. Meanwhile, Bud Light earnings have dropped now by 26%. It was, 17% last week?
Yep.
26% now. I cannot believe they still have not figured out how to handle this. I cannot believe it. I mean, I have ideas, but it'll cost you. Cost them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.